Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, we've got the latest and greatest from Curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about the characteristics shared by people who have survived disasters, why chickenpox is so much worse for adults, and we'll answer the question, if we evolved from monkeys, then why are there still monkeys? With some help from special guest Natalia Reagan.
Let's satisfy some curiosity. Sometimes it feels like there's a lot of bad news these days. We try to stay positive at Curiosity, but it's hard not to hear about disasters like earthquakes and volcano eruptions and hurricanes. But if you're looking for a silver lining, here's something to keep in mind. Sometimes bad times do bring out the best in people. And that's why we're going to start today's episode with some research into what it takes to make it through a disaster.
A study published in PLOS ONE in July 2015 set out to answer a question. What does it take to survive? The researchers interviewed and surveyed survivors of the 2011 Japan earthquake and tsunami to get closer to what fuels the power to make it through these scenarios. More than 1,400 survivors received the questionnaire, which included 40 items, each related to one of three types of characteristics: personal traits, attitudes, and habits. They found 8 top traits. Let's go through them, as well as some phrases associated with them that might mean you possess those traits.
At the top of the list were leadership, problem-solving, and altruism. You might identify with these traits if you agree with some of the following statements. I take initiative in talking to other people. The more agitated the people around me become, the calmer I somehow become. I like it when other people rely on me and are grateful to me.
Other items on the list include etiquette, emotional regulation, and believe it or not, stubbornness. Would you say any of these phrases is accurate about you? I hate losing. When someone has helped me or been kind to me, I clearly convey my feelings of gratitude. When something happens, I try to stay calm and not panic.
And finally, active well-being and self-transcendence wrap up the list. Try these phrases. I am aware of the role I should play in society. In everyday life, I endeavor to find opportunities to acquire new knowledge, skills, and attitudes.
Reports of disasters tend to focus on big figures, like the billions of dollars in damage and the hundreds of injuries. But studies like this humanize these very real human experiences. Identifying and fostering these potentially life-saving traits in yourself could help you in a sudden crisis and during the aftermath. There's a question about evolution that comes up a lot, even from people who believe in evolution. It goes like this. If we evolved from monkeys, then why are there still monkeys? We got an answer from Natalia Reagan. She's a writer and correspondent for Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk on Nat Geo and a Star Talk All-Star podcast host. Cody and I talked to her a few weeks ago, and here's what Natalia had to say.
That's a great question. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't evolve from monkeys. We have a common ancestor with monkeys and apes. And in fact, you can go back and determine exactly when that common ancestor was with certain primates. Like, for instance, our most recent common ancestor with chimps, about 6 million years ago, maybe 7 million years ago. With gorillas, around 7 or 8, and you can go on further and further back. So basically, what's really cool if you think about it, is chimps have been evolving, like, since they had that common ancestor, they've been doing their own trajectory, just like we have. And so to say, like, we like to look at non-human primates as models for human behavior, which is cool, but we have to remember that they've been evolving this whole time too. So what they might have been like 6 million years ago, they could have been totally different, you know, which is neat. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, common ancestor, if anybody asks you that. And I'm glad there's still monkeys and apes.
Right. Yeah.
So there you go. Now you know what to tell people when they ask you about evolution. By the way, next week, we're going to release an extensive full-length Curiosity podcast episode featuring Natalia Reagan. We focus on her work as a science communicator, but we also talk about her background in primatology, the science of genetics, and a lot of other really cool stuff. We shared our uncut conversation a while back with some of our top-tier Patreon supporters, and the fully produced episode will be here for our September feature. If you want to hear it, then visit patreon.com/curiosity.com, all spelled out. We'll also put a link in the show notes.
You can get our exclusive podcast for just a couple bucks a month. Like Cody said a few days ago, that means you just have to skip one day at the coffee shop. We know the coffee in your office might not be as good, but think about all the joy you get from our show every day. Not to mention our bonus episodes. Seems worth the trade-off to me. One more time, that's patreon.com/curiosity.com. We really appreciate it.
Today's episode is sponsored by Vistaprint. The most important time to feel professional, polished, and prepared when it counts is right now. For small business owners or people like us who produce our own podcasts, being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial.
When you've got a business card that shows how professional you are in your pocket, ready to hand out, you've already taken the first step to making something happen. And all it takes to feel like you're ready for your next big opportunity is $10. That's a low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way.
A custom card with the colors, fonts, designs, and images you choose means you can look and feel like a big deal, whether you're a startup or a business with a century of history. And it's easy with Vistaprint. You can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes.
Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. They have dozens of designs that are just right for your business.
Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Use code CURIOUS at Vistaprint.com.
That's code CURIOUS at Vistaprint.com.
CURIOUS at Vistaprint.com.
You've probably heard that you need to get the chicken pox when you're young, and once you've had it, you can never catch it again. But you may also know that chicken pox is way worse for adults than it is for little children. Do you know why? Well, you're about to find out. Cody, did you have the chicken pox when you were little?
I sure did. Did you?
No.
What?
I didn't.
Were you vaccinated?
I got vaccinated in college, I believe.
I hope you did.
That's a thing that I really need to find out.
You should find that out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, long story short, adults experience more complications when they get chicken pox than kids do. Side effects can include pneumonia, hepatitis, and encephalitis. But experts don't know exactly why adults are more at risk. Some experts think it's because kids' immune systems are dominated by cells that eat any foreign material, while adult immune systems are set up more to attack microbial invaders the way X-Wings attack TIE fighters. Hashtag Star Wars reference.
I approve.
It might be that the hungry, hungry hippo style of immune system is just more effective against certain viruses. Another possible explanation is that maybe viruses and their hosts have a pseudo-symbiotic relationship that can be upset if a person gets the disease at the wrong time. But these ideas are just speculation. Either way, don't worry if you haven't had chickenpox, because we've actually had an effective chickenpox vaccine for about 30 years now. You can get the shot for yourself, and you can get it for your kids, too. They may have a lower risk of complications, but lower risk is definitely higher than no risk. And I will also get a vaccine against chickenpox.
That'd be good.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Join us again tomorrow for the Curiosity Daily and learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Ashley Hamer.
And I'm Cody Goff.
Stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.